presents are the best way to show someone how much you care.
First present, Oscar. Shower radio, neat.
Oh, great. That was for me.
Thanks, Kelly. You know I was going to get one of these.
Okay, that's enough. Let's keep it moving on.
Is it too soon to be talking about presents? Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of catalogue looking at my house at the moment. Christmas is only like 26 days away. There we go. We did the maths, which means Secret Santa in some offices is just around the corner. They can be fun or extremely awkward, depending on, you know, the kind of person you are. In New Zealand, they're taking Secret Santa one step further. Thanks to the New Zealand Postal Service, there's going to be a nationwide Kris Kringle organised via Twitter. That's what they're doing there. They're such happy people. Now, this has been happening for some years now in New Zealand, and Sam Elton Walters is its founder. Sam, welcome.
Hello.
Tell me, what on earth inspired you to tackle a nationwide Secret Santa?
About 6 years ago, I was talking to someone on Twitter, and they were talking about how good Secret Santas are within an office environment, and I said it would be really cool if we could do one on Twitter for everyone, and I just did it.
Just did it. So how does it actually work? Like, how does explain it logistically? I can't get my head around this thing.
So logistically, people sign up, and there's a time frame for the sign up, and then after that, everyone's matched up to one other person. And when I was doing it, they were given that person's address, but with New Zealand Post, you send it to one big warehouse in Auckland with the Twitter handle on, and they scan it in, and then they match them up and then resend the gifts out.
And then the gifts, what, via the postal service, get from A to B?
Yeah. They send them to the recipient, and they know if the... both people have sent a gift in, and the people that haven't sent a gift in are classed as bad Santas and don't get a gift in return.
Bad Santa. I can't think of anything worse than being called a bad Santa. Do you miss running the event now that the New Zealand Post has taken over hosting duties?
No, I ran it for the first 3 years, and it was pretty full on for one person. And I'm glad that New Zealand Post have the same thoughts about it, and they keep it real low key within their company, but obviously promote it quite well and have the services in place to do it justice.
So how many people actually engage in this thing?
This year, just shy of 2,000 people.
Wow. So is it growing?
Yeah, year on year it's growing. I think last year was just over 1,400.
And just, you know, I don't want to sound bah humbug, although I'm going to. Why would anyone want to do this?
It's being part of the Twitter community here in New Zealand, being part of something fun and giving people a thoughtful gift that they may not get otherwise. And it makes some people, that's the only gift they get for Christmas.
Oh, well, okay. Now I'm really totally in favour. What are some of the gifts that you've sent to your Secret Santee?
I have sent a whole bunch of nail polish to one person that was right into manicures and nails and things. And I have also, I can't actually think.
Well, I'll give you another question before I let you go. What gifts have you received?
I've received a painting of a Christmas tree with pumpkins on it and a pumpkin t-shirt and all sorts of random stuff.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting idea. I wonder if it would work here. Sam, thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That's Sam Elton Walters there. He's a New Zealand pumpkin grower and the founder of a nationwide Secret Santa in New Zealand. I wonder what you think of that idea. Would you do it? It does sound really nice. I've got to say, wouldn't mind getting a secret present, Secret Santa present. I did get a present recently from a listener that was a big T-shirt of Anthony Green. So if you're listening and you were responsible for the Anthony Green T-shirt, thank you. I am a bit of a political nerd. That was very kind of you. I suppose that's my version of a Secret Santa. You're listening to RN Drive. It's about 15 minutes to 7.